You did say aft.
A-F-T. Aft.
And that's a fucking word.
In the back of the cabin on the right side, Leo.
Well, why didn't you just say that to begin with, Roger? I love these people get around boats and water. All of a sudden, everything becomes fucking nautical. Astern, avast, you landloppers. Man the bilge pump. What? Pump your fucking ass.
All right, Leo.
Okay.
Son, I'm a lot of things. A lie's not one of them. Especially not in front of my mammy. That's my mammy.
Hey, mammy! Oh, don't be like that. If I had a rock, I'd bust your head, bitch. Say, man, she deaf, you know?
Welcome to Blunt Force Podcast Radio.
Feeling bad from your day.
Put it in the air.
When you need to get away.
Put it in the air.
Gonna smoke a little hay.
Put it in the air.
Start the flame to Mary Jane.
And just put it in the air.
Got that green with no seeds, partner.
Put it in the air.
Got them trees with them purple hairs.
Put it in the air.
Got that hydroponic chronic better.
Put it in the air.
Let it hit it, puff it, pass it.
Put it in the air.
You got that swisher, that why. Vega Philly blunt, that here paper vaporizer, that zigzag filled up with scum. Got that ickity stickity foam, crush that, shining like diamond dust. THC Delta 9, tell me if you high enough. In the cup, we buys it up, rolls it up, lights it up. No chemicals keeping the vision, no nigga roll that master, we can just fire it up. Spark it, hit it, puff it, pass it, watch my eyes tight and shut. I need another blunt of that Stone Cold Joe with a modest tug. Coffee good. Grind it up, scratch the blood. It's me, myself, and I. And I won't lie, cause there ain't no I and us. Unless we smoking partners, meaning the five of us. Ride with us, grind with us. Real we smokers, get high with us. Before we drops it up, droughts. Out, no supply, no get high. No more cotton mouth. 4.5 for the dodo on my local route. Sticky leaves, chronic weed, that's what I'm about.
Feeling bad from your day.
Put it in the air.
You need to get away.
Put it in the air.
Gonna smoke a little hay.
Put it in the air.
Spark the flame to Mary Jane.
And just put it in the air.
Got that green with no seeds, partner.
Put it in the air.
Got them trees with them purple hairs.
Put it in the air.
Got that hydroponic chronic better.
Put it in the air.
Let it hit it, puff it, pass it.
Put it in the air.
Wake and bake for heaven's sake, have a marvelous cipher. Twist your vitamins inside some paper and light it.
Those lungs are yours, hold it till you blow it out. Smoking buddies about to tell you how we burn them up. Cone shake left, brown texture, paper alone. Grown into one mean smokestack, quarter pound frown. Can't put my love thing down. Crank the sounds, let Mary Jane linger around. Walking on clouds, this ball go got me baffled. Train wreck the curve with the purple indica. Feeling unforgiving, torch super daily. Obstacles stay hazy. Visine won't cover. Two super glassy eyed pride guys. Lit up these stones that I've shown. Pocket steady holding grams. By the man for cannabis. Where that true activist. Choking on strands from other lands while standing on foreign lands.
Feeling bad from your day.
Put it in the air.
You need to get away.
Put it in the air.
Gonna smoke a little hay.
Put it in the air.
Start the flame to Mary Jane.
And just put it in the air.
Got that green with no seeds, partner.
Put it in the air.
Got them trees with them purple hairs.
Put it in the air.
Got that hydroponic chronic better.
Put it in the air.
Let it hit it, puff it, pass it.
Put it in the air.
Zwarte Pieter, you're going to bring that shit up for me right now. This is what they do. This is what they do in Amsterdam. Now they do it. Sinterklaas is it's an old school, like Santa Claus, he has like a Pope hat. Yeah. Sinterklaas, Zwarte Pieter means black. P Peter. So he has these helpers that go through the chimney and then they get soot on their face and they're supposed to have like dirty faces. Of course, they some of these racist white folks can't wait to just put black face. They put pink lips and afros and walk in front of black children and parade this shit. You know what they call black people in Amsterdam when they want to insult them? What? Fuck you, Zwarte Pieter. I mean, but I also praise the Dutch, white Dutch people that are protesting it and trying to, and they're, and the police are whooping their ass, like beating them up, peaceful protesting. Hey, could you not wear blackface and getting beat up for that?
Really?
We want to keep wearing blackface.
I'm going to tell you something you don't know about black folks. We would be on your side in talking to white people. We would be on your side a lot more if you would, you know, just not ever talk about how you feel about anything racial. We'll catch up to you. Now, serious, because black people on the edge of going, what the fuck is Obama doing? But it's too many white people outwardly hating him, so we can't. We go, if you shut the fuck up. You shut up, I'll be against them. Like, stop, I'm having rallies and all kinds of stuff. I'm mad at them because I thought I would have a white slave by now. I thought it was Vengeance Day. I thought I had me a white family. Oh, big old fat white girl, go warm my bed up. Get upstairs, Susan. Warm my bed up, feed my baby with your giant white titties, and I'm gonna go outside and stare your husband in the face and decide whether I'm gonna sell him or not.
Sometimes, man, less is more, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes less is more, man. Obviously, you ain't never learned how to shut the fuck up. I learned how to shut the fuck up at a very young age. Very young age. I say I was about at least 7 or 8 when I learned how to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to share this with y'all. I like to say it's the gargoyle story. That's how I learned how to shut the fuck up at an early age, like I said, because there's people out here, you can tell, they ain't never learned how to shut the fuck up. They just be spitting stuff out like, damn. You just gonna say that right now, huh? And I know you thought about it before you said it, cause I seen you thinking about it. So, but yeah, man, they got this gargoyle thing that I used to watch this movie when I was about 7, 8 years old all the time, man. And this is how I learned how to shut the fuck up. So, there's two people, man and woman, come out of the movie theater, and they walking down the street, and they're getting ready to go home, and shut it down for the night. So they walking down this little alley to get to the end of the alley, cause that's where they live at. And so as they walking through, about 4 or 5 people just jump out and rob them and trying to take everything they got. And so in the midst of them being robbed, a big ass fucking gargoyle just came out of nowhere and just killed everybody and, except for him. Killed the girl and all the people that was trying to rob him. So now he's sitting up there crying and the gargoyle got him pinned up against the wall and he crying, begging for his life. Please, please, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. And so the gargoyle just looking at him, smelling him, breathing out hard. The next thing you know, this motherfucker just started speaking. And so the gargoyle looked at him and said, all right, I'm going to let you live, but I'm going to tell you right now, you better not tell nobody what you saw or what you heard. You can't tell nobody that I spoke to you or anything. And if you do, I'm going to come back and kill you. And the dude was crying, okay. You know, you probably could have said anything. He'd agree with it. But he's like, yeah, okay. Please, just let me live. And so... So the gargoyle started smelling him, growling, and then he just scratched the hell out of his chest, and it just disappeared. 20 years later, the man got a family and everything. You know, he got 2 kids. I think they're about like 8 and 10. And so one day, him and his wife getting ready in the morning, and he's looking at his chest in the mirror, and so he's rubbing it. And he sees him. You see him put his head down, and so he goes in. And started to tell his wife that how he got the markings on his chest, because he had told her he had a surgery on his chest before they had met when he was a little kid. So he says, "I want to tell you the truth about how I got these scars on my chest." And the lady, you know, she in the mirror, you know, getting ready, so she really ain't paying no attention. He keeps telling, "I want to tell you what these scars mean. I want to tell you what these scars mean." And so she looks at him like, "What are you talking about? Like these scars? I want to tell you how I really got them." Like, what do you mean how you really got them? You told me you got them because you had surgery when you was in your teenage years or something like that. No, that's not the truth. The truth is a gargoyle did this. And she just looked at him and started laughing like, God, it's too early for all this. And she went through one ear and not the other type deal. And so he looks at it again like, look, I'm telling you, a gargoyle did this to my chest. And so she ain't believing him. She ain't trying to hear none of that shit. So he runs and go grabs a picture and then shows her the picture what the fucking gargoyle looked like. And she's looking at him. She still ain't buying the shit. So then he drops the picture. Now he goes back. Now he got a sculpture of the motherfucking gargoyle. So now he brings the sculpture of the gargoyle to his wife. Like, huh, look, this is what the thing looked like. It grabbed me and killed everybody that was with me, even the woman I was dating at the time before I met you. He killed everything and just told me if I was ever, that he'll let me live as long as I don't say anything about anything, and then he won't kill me. But it was just something that was on my chest. I just had to just tell you. I had to get it off my chest because I wanted you to know the truth. So she grabs the sculpture and just looks at it and said, now, why are you telling me this again? And he says, well, because I just want you to know everything that's ever happened to me in my life. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of hiding this. And so she looks at the sculpture and shit, looks at him, looks at the sculpture, and then puts her head down. And then when she rises up, she says, I told you not to tell nobody. Now, and then all of a sudden, she turned to the fucking gargoyle, and then the fucking kids turned to the goddamn gargoyle, and then he just sit up there flipping the fuck out, like, oh, shit, what the fuck? And then the gargoyle just grabs him, like, I told you never to tell anybody. And then now we can't be a family anymore. And so then he cussed the shit out of his throat. It went damn near all the way through, just like a little piece of meat hanging. And then the gargoyle, the two kid gargoyles just fly up to the top of the church and turn stone, just chills there for the rest of the time. Now, mind you, that was 20 years later, man. You mean tell me you couldn't shut the fuck up, man? Man, you know, that's why I learned how to shut the fuck up. And then that shit would happen if you'd have just shut the fuck up. 20 years later, my ass. The fuck? Blunt Force Podcast Radio.
I'm 26 today, I give a fuck by seeing the marble. I'm holding on to hit the turn channel sets in the waterfall. I don't want your ice, but it's fair to think I'll rob you. Tittle in the mix, so nigga, why even bother? Get the cutting at you niggas and turn your life into sawdust. Dirty boys, cousin, if you didn't run like you saw us. I catch you off your peas, I'm blowing your mama call. I heard you on the ride, but you niggas is bad at bump us. Call yourself dirty boys, you still ain't nothing like us. I'm laughing at you haters, not talking shit about me. Fucking video and jump about the TVs. Had a mansion built, you still sleeping in TPs. Any real nigga could tell you stories about me. And just for how to heart, cause I'm the brain of the streets. You just now getting a picture I've been seeing in HD. Boys right here, who taking over blocks? Fucking over haters, but the game don't stop. We dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. Dirty boys right here, who taking over blocks?
Yeah, spin around like I'm Hurricane Rita. The reason you niggas hate me when I step on the scene, cause I'm clean and you niggas couldn't be me in your dream. Got my nanos for niggas, just watch when I go ape. Got a sweet tooth for the game, this shit a piece of cake. It's curtain and drapes for niggas who step out of place. I got your name on the grave, all I need is the date. Damn right, your mix won't stop till it retire. Like a grill full of coal, yeah, your boy is on fire. Nigga, you won't beep, I make you swallow your teeth. Treat these tracks like a nut the way you bust on the beat. I'm so street in whole heat like doors to a sauna. And smoke nothing but kush like I got glaucoma. If you hatin', just keep it moving like you haul. But keep in mind, I keep a dozen killers on call.
Boys right here, who taking over blocks? Fucking over haters, but the game don't stop. With dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. We dirty boys, yo. Dirty boys right here, who taking over blocks? Cause my moms couldn't afford shit. With these candy looking cookies, yeah, these fiends, they adore this. Like my way through the game with a head like a swordfish. Ask Cleo about this beef, yo ass can't afford this. Put your soul like Moses, split to see your little punk bitch. But a dog wanna holler cause they heard that I'm heartless. If you haters through my side, just waiting on you to start shit. Plus I got a red bean, yeah, she itching to spoil shit. I'm all in your dreams like Freddy, don't cut your child. Cause I don't think you really want it with this clip.
Boys right here, taking over blocks.
game don't stop. We dirty boys, yeah. We dirty boys, yeah. We dirty boys, yeah. We dirty boys, yeah.
So you gonna take 40% of my paycheck in taxes?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then after you tax my check, you gonna tax me on anything I spend with the money left from my check that you already taxed.
Oh, you getting it now? You this close. You this close to getting ready to chase the American dream.
So let me get this shit straight. Bitch, you gonna tax my whole check. Give me what's left. Then I'm gonna spend that on something. And you're gonna tax me again for spending money that was already taxed. And after I buy something, I have to pay taxes on that. Or else you're gonna take it from me because I didn't pay taxes.
Yes, and if you do that real hard and just pull up on your bootstraps with all your might, you will make it in this country.
Bro, that sounds like some fucking bullshit. If I gotta pay taxes on anything that exists forever, anytime, always, every day, or else I fucking get my shit took or go to prison, do I own anything?
No, y'all don't own shit. It's just a big lending system. We own everything, and we just sell you the illusion that you got something. You don't have shit. Miss a tax payment. I'm taking that.
Well, I was telling you, I tell people from rough areas in Miami, rough areas in Minneapolis, rough areas in Oakland, all over the country, what we're trying to do. And the first thing they say is, he told you that? Because they know. And then the second thing, they can relate, right? All these stories that are in this, they're Deuce's stories, but man, there are so many other people's stories from all cities where you come from that background, where it's take or be taken, where it is, you got to make it, you know, it's not part of the American dream we usually talk about.
Nah, sure isn't, but it will be, it definitely will be.